First, you need a medium-sized shallow flan dish. Work on a flat surface rather than in a bowl. Sift 1.5 teacups of flour and 1 tablespoon, or teaspoon if you like, of sugar together. Rub 4 tablespoons of butter into the mixture with your fingertips only. Make a whirl in this mixture and put in 1 tablespoon of cold water and only the yolk of the egg. Do not throw the egg white away. Mix everything and knead the dough well into a round shape. Now you are ready to move to the second stage. Roll out the dough lightly and evenly with short strokes, going one way only into a circle a little larger than your dish and about 0.5 centimeter thick. Use very little flour for rolling out. Grease the dish. Fold the pastry over the rolling pin and gently lift it over the dish. Line the bottom surface of the dish carefully, making sure there are no air bubbles underneath. Reserve the rest of the pastry for the decorative shapes. Drain the apricot halves. Spoon a circle of jam around the edge of the pastry and then make an inner circle of drained apricot halves. Fill in the dish with alternating circles of jam and apricots. Re-roll the remaining pastry and cut out decorative shapes of your choice. The young TE student who prepared this tart was thinking of Christmas, and that is why he cut out stars and holly leaves. Arrange your shapes on top of the tart in the pattern of your choice. Beat the egg white well in a bowl. Put in some caster sugar and a bit of water and brush lightly the surface of your tart with this mixture. This is called glazing. You can sprinkle the surface with extra sugar if you like. Bake for approximately 25 minutes at 200 degrees Celsius until it becomes golden brown. Enjoy it!